interesting, like, sitting here in 2020 and thinking about how much things have changed and trying to imagine what the future might hold. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I got an iPhone in 2007, and my life, along with millions and millions and millions of other people's lives, completely changed. The way we documented our lives changed. You know, it was you were suddenly able to capture everything, and maybe capture too much, you know, and not be selective and not be careful about what you're saving. And I remember an art director, a friend of mine, Michael Matthews, he was brilliant. Oh my God, he was brilliant. He believed in harvesting ideas. And I've done it over the years. But he did it religiously. He took magazines. He subscribed to magazines. And his rule was no more than 10 things. So you go through a magazine and you tear out 10 things. And that's what you keep. And then thunk, you dunk the magazine. And I was like, just 10? He said, yep, that's all you get. So he had this stockpile of swipe, he called it, that was so rich. It was one of the best, like, Pandora's box of ideas, because it was from years of him doing this, and so you can imagine, you know, his eye got to be pretty fine-tuned, like, almost like, I always often wonder, the guy that edits the cartoons at the New Yorker, you know, they say that he could know it from one split second which was going to be a winner. And eventually Michael got to that point. You know, the perfect ad or the perfect editorial, so he would just snag it and go. And that's, you know, that's one way. But
well, you say that about someone else, but in having worked with you even just a little bit, I feel like you've honed your eye from a massive oak tree down into a toothpick that could take anyone's eye out.
Well,
like you've really gone. I mean, since we started interview and you talked about coming in as a hairdresser, having not really worked with mannequins before,
right,
like working up to that point, you've really cultivated yourself too.
That's true. And I will say, and this is a good place to say this, I did use magazines. I harvested a lot of ideas from magazines, but something that you don't think about at the time, but magazines can be cropped. Magazine images can be cropped. And Michael's whole deal, I mean, he was advertising, and so his whole deal was print. So his harvesting was a lot more specific. Yes.